In France today, more than 1 million people joined a wave of strikes and protests against a new jobs law for young people. It's the biggest show of dissatisfaction so far with Prime Minister Dominique de Villepin's policy. The Prime Minister says he will modify the law, but refuses to repeal it. Eleanor Beardsley reports from Paris.
Sporadic cloudbursts couldn't dampen the enthusiasm of marchers in Paris who came out by the tens of thousands with banners, balloons, horns, and drums to send a message to their prime minister. And sometimes that message sounded more like a warning. 45-year-old insurance broker Eric Rico.
Everyone is out here now. The students, trade unions, and political parties. And Villepin doesn't really have the choice now. He decided on this law in an abrupt fashion without consulting anyone. And now he has to withdraw it. And if he doesn't, there could be riots again, like in 1968.
Villepin rushed his job law through the French Parliament in early February when French students were on their winter breaks. The Prime Minister used a rarely invoked emergency measure to pass the bill into law. He now seems to be paying the price for his haste. The opposition socialists accuse him of bypassing the parliamentary system. They have lodged a complaint with the French Constitutional Council. If Villepin's methods are deemed unconstitutional, the law could be annulled. While that decision is due out on Thursday, no one here is sitting back to wait. The controversial jobs measure was supposed to increase youth hiring by giving companies more flexibility to fire them, but it was immediately seen as an assault on job security and the French social model. Today's protesters also included striking workers who took off from the banking, postal, and transport sectors. Air France employee Gérard Bézier says institutionalizing insecurity doesn't create jobs.
Air France had €1 billion in profits. You don't think they can invest some of that in creating jobs instead of hiring people part-time in precarious contracts? No, we have to create stable and long-term jobs for people in France. This is the way to get the economy going.
Villepin has invited the union leaders to talks tomorrow afternoon. They have refused his invitation unless he withdraws the plan first. Villepin had staked his career and presidential ambitions on lowering French unemployment. Instead, his popularity has plummeted and his government is mired in crisis. Nicole Bacheron is with the Institute of Political Studies in Paris. She says the fiasco has only highlighted the prime minister's arrogance and distance from the French people.
He has great disdain for parliament and trade unions and negotiation with little people. And, you know, he has obviously a great idea of himself, big fan of Napoleon, and he loved, you know, getting applauded in the United Nations. And he thought, obviously, that he was going to come in with a plan to fight unemployment and get those unemployment numbers down, but in a way that nobody before him did, and he would show them, well, this is it.
Today's marches were mostly peaceful, although violence was at the back of everyone's mind. Paris shopkeepers along the protest route shuttered their stores, and for the first time, riot police fired paintballs to mark troublemakers. Several hundred youth scuffled with police at the end of the Paris march, but were quickly controlled. Across the country, more than 387 arrests were made. But the overall message today was clear. Protesters say Villepin must concede or the demonstrations and strikes will continue. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.